Creative Audioscape Productions presents Star Wars in the Shadows, an audio drama written and directed by Danny Pepin, based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars in the Shadows, Episode 4, Revelations. After surviving the nocturnal wilderness and infiltrating the Imperial outpost alongside Rebel Alliance Special Forces, our heroes discovered a mysterious research laboratory hidden deep underground. After fighting their way to the shuttle and out into hyperspace, they finally arrived at their destination, the secret Rebel base on Dantooine.
Hello, Jaina.
What have you been up to? I didn't see you around the base lately.
Sorry. I've been looking into archived holos of the Rebel Alliance for the past few days. You know, footage from missions on the field, but also recordings of the atrocities conducted by the Empire.
So, the Rebel Alliance has basically brainwashed you.
Yeah, I won't say brainwashed, but it did open my eyes to the reality of the Empire and our present conflict. Mon Mothma helped me to see the larger picture instead of the propaganda they feed to the Imperial world. It's also interesting, too, that she introduced me to, Juno Eclipse.
The Rebel pilot?
Yes, but before working for the Rebellion, she was an elite Imperial pilot that was branded a traitor of the Empire by Darth Vader. It was shocking to hear that she helped create the Alliance to restore the Republic. With a similar past, I now better understand her change in allegiance.
So you've become a Rebel?
I still want a certain order in the galaxy, but I can't deny that my values are now closer to the ideals of the Alliance.
Like Xander and I?
Pretty much, yes. By the way, where is your brother?
He is tinkering with our new ship, the Providence. We've accepted Mon Mothma's offer and we'll be doing some errands for the Alliance.
So you'll be leaving soon?
Yeah. Probably later today.
Would you mind if I joined you? Dantooine is a delightful planet and all, but I don't feel that my place is here.
Of course you can join the team. We would be delighted, especially Xander. He likes it, you know.
I presumed as much. Xander is a fantastic man, but I don't know much about him or you, for that matter.
Well, if you come with us, you'll have plenty of time for that.
Fair enough. Let me grab my things and I'll be right with you.
I'm glad you decided to aid the Alliance, Emma. I know it wasn't an easy decision. It is a complete turnaround on your original beliefs, but I believe you did what you felt was right.
Yes, now that I know what the Alliance stands for, I just want to help however I can.
Everything is in working order. We are ready to go.
Hello.
Hi, Emma. I'm glad you decided to come with us.
As am I.
Good afternoon, Mon Mothma.
Hello, Xander. Jaina.
Hi.
Thanks again for providing us with a ship.
As long as you help the Alliance, the Providence is yours.
We'll put her to good use. So, what do you have in mind for our first mission?
Your first mission should suit your experience as an information broker for Black Sun. We need you to find a man named Sakata Dal. From what we've learned, he lives somewhere on Ordmant Hell. We also believe he's wanted by the Empire. The utmost caution should be observed. There may be Imperial activities in the sector.
We don't want to get caught either. We're wanted as well.
True. When you find him, you bring him here. We trust you will keep the location of this base a secret.
Of course. This is not my first time on Ord Mantell, so I know the perfect place to seek the information we need. The mission should go smoothly.
This is the required scramble code to use over the Holonet if you need to contact us.
I'll keep you updated. Thank you, Mon Mothma.
Godspeed, and may the Force be with you.
After you, ladies.
What a gentleman! Seems that chivalry did not die with the Jedi after all. You're so easy, big brother.
Shut up, sis. Here we are, Trader's Quarter on Ord Mantell. Besides the locals, this place has become a haven for mercenaries, exiles, murderers, smugglers, and all sorts of illegal dealers. It's a great place for our guy to hide from the Empire.
And how do you plan to find this man?
I know just the place.
Xander, you better not be thinking what I'm thinking.
Yep, the old brawl and grill.
Hello? Are you crazy? I'm not going back in there.
Brawl and grill? What sort of name? Did I hear you correctly?
Brawl and grill. The place didn't get its name from hosting royalty.
So, how often can one expect a fight?
More than one per day. But that's expected with all the scum going in and out of this establishment. But lots of intoxicated people mean information leaks aplenty. The patrons of this place are good information brokers.
I'll be staying right here with Sparky. We need to get more familiar with the ship insides.
I'll go with you, Xander.
Are you sure? Jaina is right. There could be problems.
Now look, I signed up for this, so... And you need my luck anyway.
Yes, recently I have. Keep your blaster handy just in case. Jaina, we should be back before sundown. I'll keep you posted.
Be careful, you two. Come on, Sparky.
Come on, let's get going. Welcome to the Brawl and Grill.
Oh, there's so much smoke in here.
You'll get used to it. See that booth over there? Go take a seat. I'll be right with you. Do you want something to drink?
Something without intoxicants, please. I want to keep my head clear. Thank you. So what did you have in store for us here?
We wait. See that lady over there? Her name is Bria, and she's been the manager here as long as I can remember. And she owes me a favor. She'll see us in a moment. If somebody here knows something, it's Bria.
I hope she doesn't take too long. This place doesn't feel right. A few people are staring at us.
Xander Voros! How's my favorite scoundrel? It's been quite a while.
Glad to see you again, Bria.
Don't introduce me to your new girlfriend!
This is my new partner, Emma.
Oh, partner. Okay. Nice to meet you, my dear.
Likewise. What a lovely establishment you have here.
You kidding me, right? This place is a dump. But I serve good drinks, good food, and good times. And that adds up to good pay. So Xander, what brings you here?
We are looking for a man named Cicada Dahl. From what we know, he lives here on Ord Mantell.
Cicada Dahl. Let me think. You may be looking for Dr. Dahl? Oh, he come here from time to time. With all the fights that are going on here, it is not exceptional that some of our clients become his patients. He's more of a healer than a doctor, really. People go see him because, you know, they don't want to be seen in official buildings that might be monitored by the Empire.
Yes, I understand. So where can we find this Dr. Dahl?
He lived just outside of town in a small country house. Follow the main road, and you'll know which house when you get there.
Thanks a lot, Bria. You and I, we're even.
Anything for you, honey. It's good to do business with you. I need to get back to work now, so don't get in trouble this time.
I don't expect to.
See you later.
See ya.
Goodbye. She's definitely unique. So, we should leave and update Jaina.
You're right. We have a good lead. There's no reason to stay here. Let's go.
Friend here offer you a drink. And then we go somewhere more private. Huh?
No, thank you.
Come here.
Hey, no, don't you dare put your griffing hands on me.
You're a feisty little one.
Feisty one? No, your stench is off-putting.
I don't like that in a woman.
Hey, buddy, leave the lady alone.
What's your problem, hot slime?
She's with me.
Not for long.
Xander!
You two, come with me.
Dr. Dahl?
Not so fast, you scum. Get out of the way, old man.
Everybody, go back to your drinks.
How did you...
Come on, follow me. It will be safer to talk here.
Thanks for saving our hides, Dr. Dahl. My name is Xander.
Call me Cicada.
How did you do that? That push? And how did you know we were looking for you?
Don't you see, Emma?
See what?
He is a Jedi.
He's right.
What? No, the Jedi are extinct. They're gone.
Well, I'm here, so the Jedi aren't extinct yet. And there are others. I feel them.
Whatever you want to believe. But tell me, how did you know we were here for you?
The Force guided me to you, my child.
Again with the Force.
Mon Mothma, the leader of the Rebel Alliance, sent us to find you and bring you back with us. We have a ship waiting at the spaceport.
That time has finally come. My identity has been compromised at the cantina, so I can't stay here.
Do we need to go back to your house before leaving?
No. I have everything I need with me. Let's get to your ship immediately.
Jaina, this is Xander. Do you copy? We have what we came for. We'll be there soon. Jaina, are you there? Jaina?
Something's not right.
I agree.
Jaina? We're here. Where is she?
Oh no, Sparky. He's been hit. Huh. He's not badly damaged.
I'm going inside the ship.
Nobody's there.
Jaina?
Someone left in a hurry. This place is a mess. Jaina's left her tools scattered about.
Stay here. I'll check the cockpit.
Oh, poor thing. Yeah. Let's plug you in. I'll fix you right up.
She's not here. Jaina, do you copy?
Xander! Try that again.
Jaina, this is Xander. Do you copy?
I found it. That's her comlink.
She wouldn't leave without it, or without securing the ship.
And Sparky was shot.
Fearpeck!
Did somebody follow you here to Old Mentel?
I don't think so, but Trader's Quarter is crawling with scum. Maybe somebody knew of us. Information's a commodity here. The Empire or Black Sun may have had people around. I should have known better.
Sparky's back online. Ooh, calm down, little one.
Sparky, do you have any ideas what happened to Jaina? Show me the hologram.
Hello, somebody in there?
Coming!
Hello, ma'am. I'm from Spaceport Security.
What can I do for you, sir?
We need to verify the registration for the ship.
Oh, sure. Let me just get the papers.
It's me. I've got one of them. Yes, ma'am. Push! Get the hell away from me, you perfect droid!
Well, this is definitely not the Empire. They wouldn't have come disguised as Spaceport Security. My best guess is Black Sun.
Why Black Sun?
I was a bad employee.
Well, we should get your ship ready for launch. Whoever took your sister will probably call very soon for a ransom. We don't want to stay here for too long, either.
You're right.
Xander, we'll get her back. Don't worry.
Xander here.
Hello, darling. Did you miss me?
Guri! You harpy! What did you do to my sister?
How impolite of you, my dear. Your sister is fine. She's on her way to Imperial City. You have 48 hours to surrender yourself, or she dies. The location of our rendezvous will be sent on your private channel when you arrive in orbit of Imperial City. Is that clear?
Yes.
Don't do anything foolish, or she dies.
I'm sorry, Sakata, but we need to make a detour before we go back to Mon Mothma.
I understand, and I will help you the best I can. I never thought I would see Coruscant again.
Xander, please sit down. I know this is difficult, but you look like you're carrying a heavier burden.
I made a promise to my sister that I would protect her, that I'd never let her be harmed again.
Again? What do you mean?
Our father was a very aggressive man, and he often used to hit us when we disobeyed. I could take it a bit more because I was older and stronger, but not my sister. One day, my father beat her up so bad that my mother had to take her to a med center. She was in really bad shape. When she woke up, I promised that I would protect her, that I'd never let anyone hurt her again.
But it happened again.
Yes. Jaina was crying my name so loud. I still remember it, like it was yesterday. My father hitting her over and over and over. I couldn't take it anymore. I took a cooking knife, and I stood between him and Jaina. And he laughed at me. His face turned dark as he raised his hand to strike me. So I stabbed him in the gut. In my nightmares, I still see his eyes widen in surprise. I killed my own father to protect my sister. I promised her. Do you understand?
Oh, Xander, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Don't be worried, son. We will find a way to save her. You have a great sense of honor, but anger is never the solution. Anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering.
Is that Jedi gibberish?
It's a saying we have about the dark side of the Force.
Ah, yes. The Force again. What is that exactly?
The Force is an energy field created by all living things. It binds the galaxy together. With enough training, a Force user can manipulate this energy and sense it in others.
Well, I hope the Force is with us, because we'll need every drop of it if we want to come out of this one alive.
The Force guides us in strange ways sometimes. Like you, Emma. When I saw you for the first time on Ord Mantell, you reminded me of someone I've not seen in ages. You seem very familiar somehow. Do you have intuitions or feelings that you can't explain?
Yes, I suppose so. For one, I'm incredibly lucky at Sabacc.
I don't think this is luck.
What do you mean? Are you implying that I'm some sort of Jedi?
No, you're not. Yet. But with some training, you could be.
What? No. Wait a minute.
You are strong in the Force, Emma.
Okay, now this is interesting.
But how? How can you even know?
I see your presence in the Force, like a beacon of shining light. Do you know somebody named Sierra Hesu?
Sierra? My mother's name is Sierra.
Emma, that holo you were looking at a moment ago. Can I see it?
Sure.
The moment I heard that voice, I made the connection.
Come play with your little panda.
You look just like her.
There you go.
You knew my mother?
She was my Padawan for some time. A student of mine.
My mother? A Jedi?
She had yet to become a Jedi Knight. She hadn't gone through the trials. She left the Order for unknown reasons. Until now. She must have been ashamed that she was pregnant.
I don't understand. Why would she be ashamed?
Jedi were forbidden to love and have attachments.
I see, but that doesn't explain why she left me and my father.
She might have foreseen the Jedi purge in a vision and went into hiding. Did your father know she was a Jedi?
I don't think so. He was very young and focused on becoming an officer in the Grand Army of the Republic. And he finally accomplished what he wanted after the creation of the Galactic Empire.
If she knew the fate of the Republic, it would be one more reason to flee.
So Jedi can see into the future.
Under certain circumstances and training, yes. It is important that you develop your Force powers and learn the ways of the Force. It would be my pleasure to teach you as I once taught your mother.
How ironic that you would become the very thing that you despised for most of your life. a rebel, and on top of that, a Jedi. But imagine what you could do with those powers. I'm definitely jealous.
I suppose that I could learn to use the Force, but there is no way I am turning from love and attachment.
I think we can make an exception. Times are different now, and the Rebellion needs all the Force users and Jedi it can get its hands on. But you will be more susceptible to the sway of the dark side of the Force. You must be very careful. You must control your emotions.
The dark side?
Using the Force for selfish purposes. Drawing power from emotions such as fear, hatred, pain, greed, desire, and anger will lead you to the dark side of the Force and ultimately destroy you.
Is that my first lesson?
Indeed it is. Let's try something else. I want you to close your eyes, clear your head of any thoughts you might have, and focus. Follow your instincts. Let the Force flow through you. Listen to it and tell me what you feel. Tell me what's the first thing that comes to mind.
How will I know it's the Force?
You will know. It will be a feeling not unlike the one you have while playing Sabacc.
All right, here we go. I'll clear my head. A bantha.
A bantha? What kind of feeling is that?
That's the first thing you felt?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't think that was very successful.
Sometimes the Force isn't logical. It doesn't always give you answers, but hints to guide you. There's a stuffed bantha in the hollow with your mother, isn't there?
Maybe that's the password to unlock the holoframe. Why don't you try that?
B-A-N-T-H-A. Invalid password. That's not it. But why bantha?
Maybe if you concentrated more, you'll find the answer.
Why bantha? What is the Force trying to tell me? A name? Oh, yes, the name. What was the name of my stuffed bantha? Jin? Jinx! I think I know. J-I-N-X. Jinx. It worked! Password confirmed.
That's good, Emma. You've taken your first step into the Force.
What does it say?
Project Shadow. Level. Top Secret. Imperial Security Bureau. Progress analysis by Office of Del Wormis. Day 481. Press play.
Tumulchief Wormis, Imperial Navy. The Emperor has ordered the deadly agent to be released from containment and is now spreading its wrath all over the starbase, killing every living being. The weapon is active and I'm the only person still alive, but I fear for not too long. The communication systems and the escape pods have been locked down by the computer systems. I'm stuck here. I'm sending this message manually by an Imperial beacon capsule. Hopefully someone in the Tapani sector will find the device and return it to you as indicated. Do not try to find me. I will probably be dead by the time you listen to this. I didn't think my assignment would end like this, but it is the Emperor's will. Take care of Emma. Tell her what really happened and that I love her very much. You under more pleasant skies, my brother.
The rebel didn't kill my father. The Empire did. The Emperor sacrificed his own people to test a secret weapon. Frag him!
Be aware of your emotion, Emma. Your anger will lead you...
Lead me to the dark side, yes. I know.
Project Shadow? That's something Jaina found in the systems of that medical laboratory on Cholgana. So this agent must be some kind of biological weapon. But this seems to be secret even within the Empire. Why would the Emperor eliminate every source and keep it isolated from his own people?
I don't know. but we need to find out and destroy that starbase before the Emperor releases this biological agent all over the galaxy. We will go to the Tapani sector as soon as we can and begin our search there.
Wait a minute, old man. We go save my sister first, remember? There's no way I'm leaving Jaina in the clutches of Black Sun. No cripping way.
As you wish. The fate of billions of people is at stake.
We'll figure a way to do both, Sakata. The Force is with us.
Where is Grand Moff Tarkin?
He went on an errand to the Kessel sector, my lord. An acquaintance of his, I think.
Kessel sector?
He should be back here on the Death Star before it is operational. I've been overseeing the construction in his absence.
Very well. The Emperor asks after your progress. Are we running on schedule, Commander?
Considering our last setback? Yes, Lord Vader, we are on schedule. The missing components have finally arrived. I give our engineer 1 week, more or less, to install the hyperdrive actuators.
Good. The Emperor is anxious to see the fruit of his investments.
Excuse me, my lord.
Yes? What is it?
There is a message waiting for you about Jedi activities. Lord Vader is listening, Lieutenant. Go ahead.
Lord Vader, we have received a report from one of our intelligence agents posted on Old Mantell. He warns us of an incident involving a Force user in a local establishment, most probably a Jedi.
What information have you gathered, Lieutenant?
Interrogation of witnesses confirmed that the presumed Jedi is known under the name of Dawl. He left the establishment with a man named Xander Voros, who is also wanted by the Empire, and last seen during an inspection near Chorgana several days ago.
Voros is of no concern to me. Where is the Jedi?
We've run image and voice recognition protocols from the recordings gathered at the establishment, Traders Quarter Spaceport, and from Ord Mantell Traffic Control. The Jedi was last seen boarding Voros' ship. The ship's name is the Providence, and Traffic Control indicates that their hyperspace exit vector points to Imperial Center.
Good work, Lieutenant. Warn Coruscant Traffic Control to be on the alert for the Providence. I want them to track their every move until I return to the system.
Yes, Lord Vader.
You've been listening to Star Wars In the Shadows, produced by Creative Audioscape Productions. An original Star Wars audio drama written and directed by Danny Pepin, including some characters and situations created by George Lucas and Steve Perry. In order of appearance, this episode features the voice talents of Ara Pelody as Jaina Voros, Tina Huang as Emma Wormus, Silas Carter as Mon Mothma, Sean Crosby as Xander Voros, Ara Pelody as Bria, Andrew Gilbertson as the Brawl and Grill Drunk, Hazen Nestor as Sakata Dahl, Andrew Gilbertson as the Spaceport Security Agent, Silas Carter as Sierra Hessiu, Jen Rhodes as the Human Replica Droid Guri, David Ault as Vidal Wormus, Sean Crosby as Darth Vader, Simon Mettings as the Death Star Commander, Kevin Trainer as the Death Star Communication Officer, Nathan P. Butler as the Imperial Officer on Ord Mantell, and this is your narrator, Sean Crosby. Casting, mixing, and music supervision by Danny Pepin. Script editing by Jen Rhodes. Original sound effects by Ben Burt. Supplemental sound design by Danny Pepin. Original music by John Williams, Mark Grisky, Jesse Harlan, Basil Polidorus, Philip DePoy, and Joel McNeely. Star Wars In the Shadows is a non-profit fan production. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted material are reserved by Lucasfilm Limited and their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Special thanks to George Lucas for creating Star Wars and letting us, the fans, play within its universe. Visit www.creativeaudioscape.com for more information related to Star Wars In the Shadows, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, the home for the best in Star Wars fan audio. Keep listening for scenes from our next episode.
Lightsabers will make a fine addition to my collection.
If you're a Star Wars collector, your Star Wars collection isn't complete without Star Wars Action News.
You want this?
Star Wars Action News is a weekly podcast dedicated to the art of Star Wars collecting. We cover it all, from action figures to prop replicas, from Band-Aids to arcade games, from books to DVDs.
I want that ship, not excuses.
Reviewing items both recent and vintage, and with interviews with some of the Star Wars' biggest collectors, such as Seth Green and Steve Sansweet, and much more. And be sure to check out our other podcasts, the Star Wars Action News Book Club, exploring the Star Wars Expanded Universe, and Republic Forces Radio Network, reviewing and commenting on each episode of The Clone Wars. You can find it all at swactionnews.com. Star Wars Action News. Now this is podcasting.
Hello there.
My name is...
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
No.
Lisa called Jar Jar Binks.
No.
Ben Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, Indiana Jim.
The princess?
No. The princess? She's here? No. Princess,
no.
What's going on?
The intrepid archgeologist.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Well, that's not very nice. Look, would you just let me talk
for a minute? The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Hey!
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm here to invite you to listen to my podcast, The Adventures of Indiana Jim.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Look, we talk about sci-fi and fantasy books and movies, creative writing, and what's hot in the world of podcasting and new media.
I knew that you were going to say that.
I also have interviews with authors and even talk a little football every now and then.
Why, you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler.
Who says you can't be a geek and a sports fan?
Where are you taking this thing?
Oh, right. Podcast.indianajim.net.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead. That's right, they are dead.
100001011001001.
What are you singing?
Have you never heard this?
No.
It's Flight of the Conchords.
It's
a song about after the robots kill all the humans.
Okay.
And take over the world.
Kind of like my character Guri in Star Wars In the Shadows.
And they go, the humans are dead. That's right, they are dead. The humans are dead. I poked this one, it's dead. It's good, I gotta make you listen to it.
Alrighty then.
Alright.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Angela.
And you were listening to Star Wars In the Shadows.
When you are finished, you can come over and listen to us at the Anomaly Podcast. That's anomalypodcast.com.
Robo boogies.
The humans are dead.
Once again, without emotion,
the humans are dead.
Are you smart enough to be an Imperial Stormtrooper? Are you tough enough to wear the armor? If so, we want you to join the Imperial Army.
Warning, wearing the armor may create some side effects, including sprained ankles, fainting, cuts, bruising, sweating, body odor, pinching, blindness, cramping, nausea, claustrophobia, swelling of the hands and feet, fatigue, tunnel vision, bunions, loss of appetite, scalp itch, dry mouth, weight loss, headaches, and some hearing loss. While wearing the armor, you should not try to urinate, lie down, kneel, or sit, as injury could occur. Women who are pregnant or trying to get pregnant should not wear the armor. Wearing the armor is not for everyone, so if you experience any of these side effects and decide to take your armor off, you will be shot for desertion.
So join the Fighting 501st Legion, now recruiting at 501st.com.
Immortality, longevity, an endless lifespan. Watching civilizations rise and fall. What would you do to become immortal?
My name is McAllen Orsel. I'm a genetic scientist in New York. I'm caught in a secret war between two powerful groups of immortals. I've been told that I am a messiah to a group of people I barely know. I'm forced on a quest around the globe to fulfill a destiny I never chose. if only I can stay alive.
From Krzysztof Lipucka comes the Leviathan Chronicles, an audio adventure like you've never heard before.
What is Leviathan?
I'll tell you as much as I know.
We have been among you for almost a millennium.
What? Immortal?
I can't know about Leviathan.
Die!
We're hitting crush death.
Blow those charges.
No!
Get down!
Nothing this big has ever moved that fast underwater.
I have no tolerance for your lack of commitment.
Why have you brought me here?
You are here because we need your help. The man you met earlier was named Whit Roberts.
I believe her condition is the result of an attack.
He's a liar and an assassin.
You are going to tell me what I want to know.
She was never trained for this.
She was bred for it, Anton.
Well, she doesn't know that.
The only question is...
You'll need to find the key, McCallum.
How much damage are we going to do in the meantime?
To discover the Leviathan Chronicles and get the next dimension in podcasting, go to www.leviathanchronicles.com. Immortality or freedom? Which would you choose?
On the next episode of Star Wars in the Shadows.
Let me go, you creep! Ah!
Leave us. Miss Voros, welcome to my modest skyhook, the Faline's Fist. My name is Shizor.
I know who you are. My brother told me enough about you.
Who would want to hurt such a beautiful thing as you? No, I know your brother will stop at nothing to save you. This is the best way to get him out of hiding. I need some information about Emma Wermes.
Coruscant. I've not been here since the fall of the Republic. Since before Darth Vader destroyed the Jedi Temple.
So, how do we retrieve your sister?
I have a plan.
So, the girlfriend reacts. You are very lucky that Shizor wants to talk to you himself. I would take such pleasure in interrogating you the painful way. I'll take the hollow frame, thank you.
So, what is this about? Why did you bring me here? You wanted us dead not long ago. What made you change your mind?
I've looked at your hollow frame, and I know that your father was working on a secret project.
If you are enjoying the Star Wars fan audio production you're listening to right now, then don't stop there. Come see what the excitement is about at the internet's home of the Star Wars fan audio genre, StarWarsFanWorks.com. There you'll find podcasts, audio dramas, audio parodies, and more, plus the best and most comprehensive news coverage of the Star Wars fan audio genre found anywhere. It's an entire field of Star Wars audio productions made for fans by fans. And your audio gateway to that galaxy far, far away is StarWarsFanWorks.com. Join us. After all, it is your destiny. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.